முகம் குருதி பாஜாலம் பங்கம் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம். I salute Krishna, the embodiment of supreme bliss, through whose grace the lame scale mountains and the dumb become eloquent. May Krishna be the guide of our lives. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. The vision of the universal form. In the 10th chapter, Krishna told Arjuna about his divine manifestations. Arjuna was curious to see how does it look. Krishna said, I am in the trees, I am in the mountain, I am in the ocean, I am in everything. He made a statement, but Krishna wanted a demonstration so that he could be convinced that it is true. Krishna is not bluffing me. Because in the second chapter, Arjuna said to Krishna, Shishyaste aham shadi mam tvam prapannam. I am confused. I do not know what is right, what is wrong. Please guide me. I am your disciple. Actually, Arjuna is the cousin. Krishna's father's sister's son is Arjuna. They are close friends. I accept discipleship. I want to be your disciple. Please teach me. So Krishna started to teach him the Bhagavad Gita, the great message of Vedanta, with a view to removing delusion and fear, the greatest obstacles in human life, from Arjuna's mind. You see, in spiritual life, vision is not the main thing. You can have a glimpse, a vision of Christ, of Buddha, of Krishna, Ramakrishna. That is not a great thing. Do you know what is the greatest thing in spiritual life? Character. Purity. Renunciation. Non-attachment. Unselfishness. They are more precious than vision. Vision comes and goes. When your mind is predominantly svatva qualities, good qualities, you can have visions many times. Again, mind will fall. Your mind is constantly fluctuating according to the preponderance of the gunas. Shatta guna, calm state, raja guna, active, restless state of the mind, and tama guna, dull state of the mind. Our minds are constantly fluctuating. You can check where you are. So vision comes when your mind is in full of shatta quality. Again, it may go down to Rajas, it may go down to Tamas. But character, they are the strong poles which holds the edifice of spiritual life. That is most important. Vision. We see God by the grace of God. But we will have to use our self-effort. We'll have to practice disciplines so that when that vision comes, we can withstand. It is very important to prepare oneself so that you can make yourself fit to have that vision. Otherwise, most of the people lose mind. Some people yell, cry out. Vishwarupa Darshana. Verse 17. kirikinam godinam chakrinam cha tejurasim sarvato deeptimantam paśvamitvam durniriksham samastat dipta analarka dhutima prameyam. Krishna gave Arjuna the divine sight. With the help of that sight, Arjuna beheld the universal form, cosmic form of Krishna. He is now describing what he was seeing in Krishna's form. I behold thee on all sides, glowing like a mass of radiance, with thy diadem and mace and discus, blazing everywhere like burning fire and the burning sun, hard to look at and passing all measure. According to Sanskrit literature, there are 9 kinds of mood a man can have. Passionate mood, angry mood, jovial mood, fearful. Sometimes that mood, human mood, is full of fear, wonder, hatred, calm. Sometimes the mood is enthusiastic mood. Human mind passes through various kinds of moods. Arjuna has 2 moods now. First mood is wonder. My goodness, what do I see in him? Then second mood would be fear. He would be fearful. My goodness, with whom I, talked, with whom I accepted as my charioteer. He's God himself. Now, Arjuna's mood is full of wonder. He is visualizing the form of Vishnu, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. In one hand, he has conch. Another hand, discus. Another hand, mace. Another hand, lotus. This form of Vishnu, Arjuna was watching. Sri Ramakrishna's father had a similar vision when he went to Gaya, the place of Vishnu, before Ramakrishna was born. Lord Vishnu appeared before Sri Ramakrishna's father and said, "I like to be born as your son. Please don't. We are poor people, won't be able to feed you. No, I am pleased with your devotion. I like to be born as your son." And thus Sri Ramakrishna was born. Same Vishnu form. Sri Ramakrishna was that Vishnu, that great God Krishna. I shall give you some examples so that you can understand these verses of the Gita in a better perspective. A disciple of Sri Ramakrishna named Advaitananda was at deathbed. When he was dying, Sri Ramakrishna appeared before him with this Vishnu form. He said, "Master, why I don't see your form, I see your Vishnu, a mace in your hand." Sri Ramakrishna said, "That is true. I am that Vishnu. I am born in this present age to hammer, to destroy that delusion of the people." One day, the gardener of Dakshineshwar temple went to the northern side of the temple garden. At that time, Sri Ramakrishna was coming toward his room from the pine grove. And this man saw a tremendous light emanating from Ramakrishna's body. And he was so afraid, he ran away. Next day, when he met Sri Ramakrishna, fell at his feet. Sri Ramakrishna asked, "What is the matter with you? I see your devotion has gone up, huh?" "Master, bless me. Bless me. The form which you have seen yesterday, meditate on that." Sri Ramakrishna told his nephew, Hridaya, to perform Durga Puja only for 3 years. But he was not happy. He wanted to perform another more years, you see. He secretly saved some money and collected some money and wrote a letter to his brother. And at night when he was, I think in the Panchavati site, when he went and he was meditating, he found that his body is covered with live charcoal. And he cried out, "Uncle, uncle, my whole body is burning, whole body is burning." Sri Ramakrishna said, "You did not obey me. I forbade you. I told you what is good for you. Don't do anything against God's will. I am telling you all these visions and incidents so that you can try to comprehend Arjuna's condition. Krishna is ready to give vision to his disciple, but are we fit? Are we ready?" Next verse. Tvamaksharam paramam viditaibhyam tvamaisya vishvaisya param nidhanam tvamabhayah shashvata dharma gupta sanatanastam purusho matome. Thou art the imperishable, the supreme being to be realized. Thou art the supreme support of the universe. Thou art the undying guardian of the eternal dharma. Thou art in my belief, the primal being. The Sanskrit words are very deep in meaning. Tvam aksharam, you are the imperishable one. Purnamada, you are full. You are never part. The part perishes. The full never perishes. You are that, the full, the whole, the one without a second. Paramam veditebhyam, you are the only object to be known. We know so many things in this world, but we do not know God. We know many things, but we don't know one thing. By the help of that consciousness, we know each other, we talk, we eat, we sleep, we perform all types of actions, but we do not know that consciousness. This is the tragedy of human life. This is the paradox. With the help of consciousness, we perform everything, but we do not know that consciousness. Paramam veditebhyam. If you know God, you will be one with God. Brahma Veda, Brahma Iva Bhavati. The Nuara Brahman becomes Brahman. I remember in one of my lectures, I said, when I was in school, I used to read our literature quite a bit. Sometimes I would start reading in the morning till 4 o'clock at night and 4 o'clock in the morning. I used to read a lot of fictions in our language. They are not very bad, they are classical fictions by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, Sharat Chandra Chatterjee. They are classic. Then, after reading several, I came to this conclusion, the all plots more or less the same. A man loves a woman or a woman loves a man, either there will be tragedy or comedy, either one. And most of the unions come at the time of deathbed or at the time of sickness. All novels, fictions, more or less are written in the same pattern, though characters are different setup. But the main theme is always the same. So after reading few, I thought, well, I will not have to read anymore. So the devotee wants to relish, enjoy God in many ways, various ways. Paramam veditebhyam, I want to know my beloved. Through meditation, through action, through japam, through love, through knowledge, through yoga, through worship, through reading, through many ways I want to enjoy my beloved. Sri Ramakrishna gave a beautiful example. The place is full of darkness. And you came to know that in front of you there is a house, and in that house your beloved lives. you were groping in darkness, at last you touched the door and you said, I got him. You did not get him, you only touched his door. Then you got the key. Hey, I got him. No. Then open the door, you got inside the room. He said, I got him. Not yet. Because the whole place is full of darkness. Then you are groping, at last you touched his bed. I got him, you didn't. You touched his body. That is, yes, I got him. That is not your full realization. You have touched him. Then you will have to pray to him, please, could you turn on the light so that I could see you? He will turn on the light. Still, you did not get him completely. Could you talk to me? Just see, you are satisfying all of your senses. Hearing, seeing, touching, talking, in many ways, you know, you are getting that joy from your beloved, and then comes union. So a devotee wants to realize God in many ways. That Krishna, Arjuna says, paramam veditaibya, you are the only person to be known in many ways. Tamasya vishyasya param nidhanam. You are the refuge of this whole universe. As different rivers meet the ocean, so all these various paths, all beings merge into God. Sri Ramakrishna has a vision. He was meditating on there at the Panchavati group. He found a woman, pregnant woman, came out from the Ganges and stood in front of him. He gave birth to a baby. Sri Ramakrishna saw the baby. Again, she absorbed the baby within herself and again merged into the Ganges. That vision gave him this knowledge that whole creation evolved from that cosmic Maya, from the Divine Mother. She creates, again she absorbs within herself. The whole cosmos evolved from God, lives in God, and again dissolves into God. Abhayam, you are the indestructible one. Human bodies are destructible, but Atman is indestructible. Then Arjuna said, Tvam Abhaya Shashvato Dharma Gupta, you are the preserver of Dharma. Some devotees say, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna. They are the enemies of Krishna. Why? Because they do not practice religion. They only pray through the lips. They have no sincerity, no love. So God incarnates like as Krishna, Buddha, Christ, Ramakrishna to demonstrate religion to the people. Sanatanastam Purusho Matame. I am just trying to squeeze some words of the Bhagavad Gita to give you the deeper meaning of these words. Purusha. Purusha means a person, supreme being. Another meaning is Puri, means city, cave. Shete, sleeps. The person who sleeps, who dwells in the cavity of the heart, that is God. That indwelling self, that is God, that is Brahman. Anadi madhanta ananta viryam ananta bahu shasi surja netram paswami tvam diptahutasha vaktram swatijasa vishwamidam tapantam. I behold thee as one without beginning, middle or end, with infinite arms and immeasurable strength, with the sun and moon as thine eyes, with thy face shining like a blazing fire and burning with thy radiance the whole universe. Is it possible to love a person whose one eye is a sun, another eye is a moon? Can you hug a person like that? Whose head is full of fire, whose breath is the Vedas, whose with his 2 feet, he covered the whole universe. is it possible to love such a cosmic being? We cannot comprehend it. A person's one eye is the sun, another eye is the moon. Verbally we understand, but we cannot comprehend this infinite. So that cosmic being takes human form so that we can understand him. Him one day said to Sri Ramakrishna, "Sir, today I got a great lesson from you. What did you hear? What did you know? Well, to me, you are the whole through a wall, and through that hole one can get the glimpse of the infinite. You are right. We reading Christ's lives, reading Christ's teachings, we get some glimpses of the infinite. That infinite took the finite form to bless us so that we can love him, we can communicate with him. You see, the human beings try to imagine God as a human being. The buffaloes try to think God as a buffalo. The elephants try to think God as a big, powerful elephant. You see, we project. Anadi madhyanta ananta viryam, infinite power. Ananta vahu shashi surjam, infinite arms. Pashvami tvam deepta hutasha vaktram swate josha chaitanya jyotisha. The sun, moon, fire, all luminous objects get light from you. Their lights are borrowed lights. When Swami Vivekananda first came to Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna touched him with his chest. Immediately he cried out, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" His experience was that the whole universe disappearing and he merged into void. And he cried out, "I have mother, father, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And he lost consciousness. And Sri Ramakrishna rubbed his chest again and brought back his consciousness. Then he said, "My goodness, I had an idea that you were a great soul, but still you said, I have father, I have mother, you have attachment." Then he said, "You see, I am looking for a companion in my life." In our tradition, there is a saying, if a person dies on Saturday or Tuesday, they become ghosts. If any accidental death, not a regular death, if any accidental death, that person becomes a ghost on Saturday and Tuesday. The Sri Ramakrishna said, "You see, one person became a ghost and he was trying to find out another ghost. He was feeling very lonely, you see. Nobody likes loneliness. So, so a man stumbled on Saturday. He stumbled and fell on the ground, and this ghost immediately went to him to find out that whether he was dead or not. After a short time, he noticed that man was not dead. He got up. So again, he was lonely, you see. He did not get a companion. So Sri Ramakrishna said, "I am like a ghost on Saturday. I am looking for a companion. But the moment I touched you, you cried out, 'I have father, I have mother.' So I don't get a friend. I don't get a companion." Sri Ramakrishna was so humorous. "I am looking for a companion. I feel lonely because I want to talk about God. Most of the people come and talk about, about worldly things. My lips are burning." Na tatru surya bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kutvayam agni. Tameva bhantamanubhati sarvam tesvasa sarvam idam vibhati. There the sun shines not, nor the moon, nor the stars. What to speak of mortal fire? When he shines, everything shines after him. So all light, all consciousness comes from God. द्यावा पृथिव्योरिदम् अन्तरं हि व्याप्तं त्वैकेन दिशश्च सर्वाः दृष्ट्वाद्भूतं रूपमिदं तवोग्रं लोकत्रयं प्रभृतितं महात्मन्. Thou fear entered Arjuna's mind. By thee alone are filled all the space between heaven and earth, and all the quarters of the sky. O mighty one, the three worlds behold thy marvelous and appalling form and tremble with fear. Prabhitam, trembling with fear. As I say sometime, that if your chosen ideal, if God appears before you, how will you receive him? Lord, just stay in the picture, on the wall. Don't come in front of me. Before Swami Vivekananda came to Sri Ramakrishna, was a member of Brahma Samaj, and he used to sing a song quite often. O mon sadhan bhajan shar karo nirantar. O mind, practice japam and meditation uninterruptedly. Sri Ramakrishna stopped him one day and corrected him. What do you say? What do you say? Sri Ramakrishna was a good editor, you see. What do you say? What do you say? Karo nirantar. Nirantar means uninterruptedly. Can a person practice meditation and japan uninterruptedly? The thing which you do not do, why will you say that? What a great love for the truth. The thing which you are not going to practice, why will you say that? Instead of that, say, O mon sadhan bhajan shar karo dine dubar. He improvised and made this song, edited that song in a very, what do we call it, in a melodious, in a rhythmic way, you know. Nirantar dubar. Mane, O my mind, practice japam and meditation twice a day. Instead of saying that, do interruptedly, say twice a day. The thing which you do, that you say. The thing which you do not do, why will you say that? That means you are not practicing the truth. Never deviate from the truth. You see, sometimes we imagine and try to think this is the truth, this is the truth. That is the way we imagine and take it as truth. That is not true. Fear comes because of ignorance. Here is a soldier. In the battlefield, he kills people. He bombs and kills people. But when he comes back to home, his wife embraces him. His child embraces him. They are not afraid, though he is a soldier. He is a great killer. Because wife and the children love this person. So if you love God, you will never be afraid of him. You know, I tell you frankly, in Islam, in Judeo-Christian tradition, God is just like, sometimes he is just like a session judge, you see. You know, how many units of sin, how many units of virtue you did. So he is punishing and rewarding. That is not the way we look after God. We look at God. He is an object of love. If in the court, have you seen anybody loves the judge? No. They are afraid of him. That if he does not give the verdict favorably, then I must lose in the case. You see, he is an object of love. We cannot put him as a judge or a punisher. He is not a session judge. Sometimes some people seeing the, you know, Kali form, they do not know what does the form mean. That it is a symbol of harmonizing good and evil, which is in our minds that we depict in that image. But actually it is a symbol. There is no fear. To the children, mother is always mother. Mother is not a fearful person. If mother slaps us time to time for our wrong actions, that doesn't mean she is cruel to us. She wants us good, so that we should behave well in future. Amihi tva asura sanga bishanti kechid bhita pranjalayo grinanti swasti tiukta maharshi siddha sangaha stuvanti tvam stutivi pushkalabhi. Into thee enter these hosts of gods, and some in fear extol thee with folded hands, and bands of rishis and siddhas exclaim, may there be peace, and praise thee with splendid hymns. Arjuna is trying to narrate that how these gods and these sages and these saints are glorifying God. Please save your creation, O Lord. We pay homage to you. They are glorifying, they are singing hymns. Sharanagato means the person who surrenders himself to God. God protects him. Swami, could you see if I do not surrender, what will happen? Well, then you have taken your own responsibility. You see, in spiritual life, I tell you frankly, a teacher is very essential. You may say, why, Swami? Have you seen the envelope? You may write a letter and put it in the envelope and put it in the mailbox. Will it go? You have written the address. No. Why? Because you did not put the stamp. Without a stamp, that letter will not go to its destination. It will go to dead letter office. There is a place they call it dead letter office. All these incomplete letters are dumped there. And they keep for some time and then they destroy it. So your letter will never reach to your destination because it is not stamped. When the teacher gives a stamp to the student, teaches him how to reach that destination, it is very important. Krishna, Arjuna got a stamp because he became a student, became a disciple of Krishna. So he said, you know, I take refuge in you, O Krishna. Jo jako sharon liye so rakhe takolaj ulajjale mosli chale bad paho jaye gajuraj. There's a beautiful couplet of a medieval saint who said, a tiny little fish swims into the water. It has the power to go against current because the water is its natural home, natural abode. It can move any direction in the water. But a big, gigantic elephant, if you push that elephant into the water and ask that elephant to go against current, it will be simply washed away by the current. It has no power to go against current because the water is not the natural home of the elephant. So human beings, you know, when take refuge in God, God guides them, protects them, directs them to the right direction. Prove, what is the proof? Prove it. Krishna mentioned that thing in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Ananyaschintanto mam ye jana parjupasate tesham nitta vijuktanam yogakshemam bhamyam. Those who think of me with unflinching love and devotion, I take care of their food, clothing, bare necessities, everything. They never suffer. Yogakshemam bhaimam, I carry their necessities. He promised himself to Arjuna. Sometimes we pray, And we ask that, does it reach to God? Does it reach God? Does our prayer reach God? It does, if it is sincere. Sri Ramakrishna says, Aksha Bhar Shunen, 100 times he listens. He can listen even the sound of the anklets of a tiny ant. Can he not answer your prayer? He listens. The Rudras, Adityas, Vashus and Sadhyas, the Vishwas, Ashwins, Maruts and Ushmapas, and the hosts of Gandharvas, Jakshas, Asuras and Siddhas, all behold thee and are amazed. It is Arjuna's vision. Arjuna was seeing that all gods, demigods, men, menis, means departed ancestors, demons, all beings are seeing that cosmic form with amazement. Ushmapa, that is a beautiful word, Ushmapa. Do you know what does it mean by Ushmapa? Ushma means hot. Pa means drinker. Do you know what does it mean? When you cook food, how does God eat? The departed souls, how do they take food? Do you know? A hot food, when you food, that steam goes out, goes up, they take that steam, the essence, that food goes to the gods. One day, I remember I asked one Swami, he said, Swami, we carry food tray to the for the Lord in the shrine. Why does he eat? With the quantity of sandesh, the number of sandesh, the number, you know, the quantity of food we put in the plate, when the food offering was over, we kicked back everything to, you know, to the serving place. We see everything was there. Lord did not take anything. Then he said, Drishti folk, through the eyes they take food. Steam, when the hot food you give, that steam it goes, and that is the way they take food. Example? Holy Mother's life, Sri Ramakrishna's wife. One day, she carried the food tray in the shrine and offered to the master. Sri Ramakrishna did not take the food. Sri Ramakrishna passed away at that time. She used to perform ritual and she offered food. Master did not come. She waited and waited. Then Sri Ramakrishna told her, I cannot take that food. That food is touched by a very impure person. I cannot take food from an impure person. An unclean person. It should be clean. Then Holy Mother with folded hand. Look, Sri Ramakrishna is long after his passing away. With folded hands, Holy Mother prayed to him, Master, I know she is a poor soul, impure soul. Master, touch this food a little, a corner. So Holy Mother saw a light came out from his eyes. A photograph which was on the altar. A light came from his eyes and touched a few seconds in the corner of that food tray. And then that light stopped. Holy Mother brought that tray and distributed that food. On another occasion, Holy Mother was going to Jayarambati. On the way, there was an inn. She was cooking food for herself and for other devotees or who are going with him in an earthen vessel. And while cooking, while I think one of the monks was cooking for a brahmachari, and when he was taking that it from the wooden what is called stove, so it was so hot, it dropped from his hand, you know, that from a monk's hand, and it fell on the floor. And he was so disappointed, you know, he was feeling terrible because it was late. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, lunch time was over. They are coming by bullock cart 35 miles overnight. And on the way, you know, in that whole food, that, you know, cooking pot fell on the floor and broken into pieces. And when the news reached Holy Mother, she immediately came to the kitchen. Wherever she would go, she would carry a picture of Sri Ramakrishna. He put that picture on the corner, you know, slanting on the wall, and she took a banana leaf. That is the plate. Who will give you your, you know, silver and what is called porcelain plate? Here, taking a banana leaf, she took a little rice on the banana plate from the floor, not from the bottom, from the top. She raked, you know, took a little and put it on the plate and carried in front of Sri Ramakrishna and said, "Master, I know today your lunch time is too late. This we could offer to you today, please accept." That, you know, steamed hot food. Love is the most important thing. Ushmopa, that word is a very significant word. Ushmopa. Ushma means steam. Pa, eater, drinker. They eat that hot food. You see, these words are in the Gita, in the scriptures. But we need demonstration. Who can perform these things? Who can show us that this is true? It's Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Vivekananda, Christian mystics, they demonstrate religion. It is true. This scripture is valid. You will wonder to know that when Swami Ramakrishnananda was in Madras, that center was very poor. There was no food one day. Swami Ramakrishnananda, Shoshi Maharaj, was so upset. He said, "Master, there is no food which I can offer to you, but I am going to the seashore and I shall bring some sand. That I shall offer to you and that sand I shall eat." He was determined. Within half an hour, a devotee brought flour, butter, sugar, dried fruits, vegetable, rice, a big quantity of groceries, and came to the monastery. He was trying to offer sand, and "I shall eat that sand after offering to you. You brought me in this unknown place. These people do not know about you." Lord carries for his devotees, those who love him. Rupam mahatte bahuvaktra netram mahabaho bahubahu rupadam bahudaram bahudvangstra karalam drishtva loka prabhititas tathaham. Beholding thy great form, O mighty Lord, with myriads of mouths and eyes, with myriads of arms and thighs and feet, with myriads of bellies and with myriads of terrible tusks, the worlds are affrighted, and so am I. The universal form of the Lord reveals to Arjuna the terrible as well as the beautiful aspect of the creation. Both are necessary to complete the picture. The Lord manifests himself in the relative world through both good and evil, pain and pleasure, life and death, and the other pairs of opposites, whereas in his inmost essence, he can be described only as peace and blessedness. Rupam mahatte bahuvaktra netram. You have many faces, many feet, many eyes, many ears. This is the cosmic form. We shall come across another verse in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Beautiful verse. Sarvato pani padam tat sarvato kshishiro mukham sarvato shruti mallauki sarvam avrita tishtati. His feet are everywhere. His hands are everywhere. His eyes are everywhere. His ears are everywhere. He engulfed the whole universe. Isha Vaisamidam Sarvam. Everything is pervaded by that God, that cosmic being. Your head is Godhead. Your eyes are God's eyes. My head is God's head. My eyes are God's eyes. That God, same consciousness, indwelling self, is in everything, in every being. How can you hate anybody? By hating others, you are hating yourself. By loving others, you are loving yourself. This thing, you know, if you do not understand, you are not understanding Vedanta at all. Vedanta will expand your heart. If it does not, you are not practicing Vedanta. If you cannot embrace whole humanity, you are not a Vedanta. Expansion is life, contraction is death. And that is the test of spirituality. You hate every others, you are jealous about others, that is not spirituality. That means you are ruining yourself, you are killing yourself. It is cosmic form that all hands, all feet, all heads are God's head. Krishna was thinking, Arjuna was thinking, Lord, you gave me divine sight, I appreciate, but look, I am terribly afraid of seeing you right now. Navas prisham deepta maneka varnam vyattananam deepta vishalo netram drishtvahi tvam prabhithitantaratma dhritinam vindami shamam na vishnu. When I look upon thy blazing form reaching to the skies and shining in many colors, when I see thee with thy mouth opened wide and thy great eyes glowing bright, my inmost soul trembles in fear, and I find neither courage nor peace, O Vishnu. Here, Arjuna addressed Krishna as Vishnu. Vishnu means the vast one, the cosmic one. Because he, Krishna, at that time, Krishna, real Krishna was not there. No, real Krishna, I said that usual Krishna, normal Krishna was not there. Normal Krishna, you see, with two hands, holding the reins of the horses, four horses, and a whip in his hand. He was seated in front of the chariot of Arjuna. That Krishna was not there. He saw Vishnu, that four-handed Vishnu with mace, discuss all this terrible, that cosmic thought. Navas prisham deeptam. Navo, and your body expanded the whole space, very powerful, with many colors. I have no peace. I have no courage to see you. Just see? A great hero like Arjuna is trembling. What to speak of you and me? That great, he is the hero in the Mahabharata. He is trembling with fear, having a vision of God. My eyes are dazzling. I cannot bear. Please, please withdraw your light so that I can see you. That is a very beautiful expression. Dhritim na bindami. Dhriti, fortitude, courage. I am losing courage. My mind is so shaky. I shall be out of mind. Please stop this vision. I cannot bear it anymore. Shamamna, shamamna Vishnu, shamam. My calmness of mind is not there. I am now fearful. After the vision of God, generally people get joy. Is it not true? Arjuna is just the opposite. He is in fear, terrible fear. Dangstra karalani chate mukhani drishpiva kalanala sannivani disho na jane na labhe na sharma prasida devesha jagannivasa. When I behold thy mouth striking terror with their tusks, like time's all-consuming fire, I am disoriented and find no peace. Be gracious, O Lord of the gods, O abode of the universe. Please be gracious unto me. Just see. Once Mathurnath Vishwas, the owner of Dakshineshwar Kali Temple, he was a son-in-law of Rani Rashmani, requested Sri Ramakrishna, Master, you give vision and you give samadhi to other people. Why don't you give me a samadhi? I want a little samadhi. Sri Ramakrishna says, Mathur, you are serving mother, you are doing good job, you are serving me, why are you looking for samadhi? No, Master, please, I like to have a little samadhi. I do not know, you know, mother knows. Sri Ramakrishna has a good, nice way to escape, you know. Escape means, you know, that is the way he used to put it. I should not put that way, that Sri Ramakrishna will start to escape. That is the way, if mother wills. After a few days, Mathur got that samadhi. He was in bhava samadhi. He was in ecstatic mood. He did not talk to his family members. You see, his eyes were red. He was crying. And he was full of emotion. When, you see, he was the owner of that vast estate, the problems came. The office managers, they are coming with the, you know, official affair. He did not talk to them. He was in a very different mood. 3 days he was in that mood, as if he was possessed by a ghost. He was helpless, completely helpless. Then so he called Sri Ramakrishna, Master, Father, please come and see me. Sri Ramakrishna did not try to avoid him, you know, he did not come. After 3-4 days, Sri Ramakrishna came. Said, what is the matter? Father, you take back your samadhi. I am losing my, you know, the state, my family, my business. It only suits you. Please take it back. You know, we want many things. It is mere fancy, you see. Out of fancy, I ask you. But really, I cannot bear that type of experience. Sri Ramakrishna said, well, you disturbed me. You are requesting me. You are bothering me so much about samadhi. And when you got it and you say, Father, you take it back. You, Father, take it back. What is the matter with you? Yes. Same thing happened. Ridhoy, Sri Ramakrishna's nephew, was asking Sri Ramakrishna, Master, uncle, you are giving samadhi, darbhishan, all these people, and I am serving you last so many years, and you are not looking after me at all. Ridhu, I do not know, you serve me, that will be all right. You don't need that type of samadhi. No, uncle, you will have to give me. After a few days, he got also samadhi. And he started to yell, shout from the Panchavati Grove. Hey, people, come here. You know, he said, oh, Ramakrishna, you and myself both are the same. Let us go and preach religion all over the world. Sri Ramakrishna said that he saw that he was doing too much. He started to rub his chest. Mother, make him dull. Mother, make him dull. And immediately, Ridhoy lost, you know, his that power, that ecstasy and experience. He became dull. Uncle, what is the matter with you? You took away my experience. Why are you shouting so much? All temple priests and other, you know, guards came to see you. You created a mess. Sri Ramakrishna used to play with all these crazy people. Just see, I sometimes say that, you know, we want samadhi. Lord, we want uninterrupted vision. If you get uninterrupted vision, what will happen? Sri Ramakrishna once said to one of his disciples, he wanted to preach. He has a tremendous evangelical spirit. Sri Ramakrishna said, look, suppress, control it. Otherwise, a day will come, you will not get any time to go to bathroom. So many people will flock to you. Please, wait. And he wanted to publish a biography of Sri Ramakrishna. Don't do that. If you publish my biography, I shall not live. I shall die very soon. don't do that. Master, but I want to publish some of your teachings. That will be all right. Don't write my life. That is Ramakrishna. Uninterrupted vision is very difficult. Have a little glimpse now and then and be happy. All right, you can ask me questions. These verses are not very philosophical, so not too much to discuss, but I try to show you that, you know, this vision is precious, no doubt, but this vision is not the main thing. Main thing is to build life, character. And I try to show you that this cosmic vision, which Arjuna got, give him conviction that what would happen in the war, the outcome of the war, that Arjuna, in the next time when we shall read, we shall find out that Arjuna had a conviction that he was going to win in this war. Krishna gave that conviction. So we shall, it is a very interesting chapter. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrittur ma amritam gamaya, avir avir ma yedhi, rudra yate dakshinam mukam, dinamam pahi nityam, om shanti shanti shantihim. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace. Oh yes, he was aware. It is Bhava Samadhi, it is not high Samadhi. It is a neither in an absolute plane nor in the relative plane, you know, in between.